serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, man. I'm Gatos. He's Chad.
Hello.
Deborah's in for Becky Lynn. All right. Very interesting. Yesterday, a meeting about the Arizona border took place in Yuma. Governor Doug Ducey was not invited. As much as I disagree a lot with Doug Ducey, he should have been invited. It's his state. He runs it. And if somebody from the Biden administration wants to come in and talk border, you better have the governor there.
Yeah.
And Secretary
and sure,
of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, did not.
That is, it shows so much about the way that I think that they, A, feel about Ducey, and B, how they are approaching what is going on at the border. To not have somebody who's been a very critical of the way that they've handled it, and rightly so, but to come here and to not tell the governor you're here, that's crap.
It's insulting.
Yeah, it is.
And so Ducey came out yesterday and said, you know, Mayorkas should be fired. He should be impeached if it comes down to that for not doing his job. Okay, so the mayor of Yuma was at the meeting.
Our good buddy Nick Douglas.
Yeah, we butcher his name all the time. Also at the meeting was Jonathan Lines, Yuma County Supervisor. Broomhead had him on the show today. So what did Lines learn from the meeting sitting right next to Mayorkas?
Our capital request was to complete the wall and to energize all of the resources, meaning specifically the lighting and plugging the holes in this area. He was able to see the assets, meaning the rusting sections of wall that have been sitting there since the inauguration, and committed to getting those taken care of in a really short period of time.
Okay. All right. So this, to me, looks like the first time that the Biden administration is going to do anything.
At least addressing it.
On the border. Okay.
Out loud. Because remember, Mayorkas a couple months ago said, we can't have this anymore.
Chad, 2 million people walked over in 2021. It's outrageous.
That is, well, yeah.
It's outrageous.
Depends on who you are, right? Like, if you're the Democrats, you got no problem with this. But you, every one of us, right or left, we can all debate how we go about trying to fix some of these problems at the border, and you're not going to make it 100%. But you should all admit, this can't happen.
This can't continue.
No.
All right. So let's talk about it. If in Yuma, this meeting, what came towards the end was what? All right, we're going to fix some of the lighting. We're going to fix some of the rusted wall. We're going to fill in some of the gaps. Remember we talked about Ducey's press conference a month ago, and he's got his podium, and he's in front of the border wall, and there's a gap. And about 12 people walked through during his press conference. What the administration says is they're going to fill in those gaps. All right.
I went down to that border. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Those gaps are, first of all, most of the fence was built by Obama. Secondly, right. It's insane because it only goes to a certain place and then there's nothing. Well, we can't build over there because it's Mexico. I'm like, well, what's the use at this point? We're not even trying.
We were joined earlier today by Brandon Judd. He's the president of the National Border Patrol Council. So we told him this is what they're going to do. This is what they've decided to do. Mayorkas says he's going to get this done. He's going to do it quick. So here's what Judd said. It was very interesting.
This administration has no they have no qualms with doing what they're currently doing, and they're just going to give eye candy to, okay, we're going to fill in the gaps, but we're not going to do anything out in Sierra Vista, out in Douglas. We're not going to do anything throughout Arizona. We're just going to fill in the gaps because that's what people are seeing right now. That does nothing.
So what he's basically saying is the Biden administration has no problem doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
All right. Is that fair? Is that the bare minimum? Probably. But also,
I think that's very fair.
At least it's something.
I think it's very fair. Well, to me, it's a waste. I don't care if you think you're doing something.
Yeah.
Either address it or just let it be.
Well, they've let it be.
Yeah.
Because, then you can't complain if you let it be.
Because, and then that way.
They shouldn't let it be.
And at least be honest about it so we can put somebody else in charge the next time the president's up for election.
Mm-hmm.
That it's going to go, you know what, guys? I'm not about throwing everybody out here that's come here illegally, but I'm about stopping this thing.
But he never said that.
No.
Biden never said
he said he's given a pathway to citizenship for 11 million people, because you know there's 11 million people here. If you believe that, let me tell you about some of the great property I have on sale right now in a little place called Chernobyl.
Are you optimistic at all that this is... Let me finish. Are you optimistic at all that this is going to at least help Yuma? Because Yuma's one of the top five places where people come over the border in the United States. So if you fill in the gaps... The lighting. I'm not saying this is a lot. You take care of the rusted wall.
Show me what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to show us
see
first,
it
right?
Because, no offense, you don't have any kind of currency of trust here.
You got no
street Because you've
rent.
Blown it all up
right.
from the time your guy said, I'm going to give everybody a pathway to citizenship.
Right, but are you optimistic about a few of the things they're going to do?
Zero. Because you haven't...
You want to see it done first. Yep. I don't blame you. All right. Brandon Judd, a little more.
This administration has no...
I already played that. I'm awesome at my job.
You're pretty good.
Look, we held everybody in custody. Illegal immigration would drop to historic lows. And the reason is because people aren't going to give cartels thousands of dollars of their hard-earned money just to be held in custody and then removed from the United States at some point down the road.
But you can't hold 2 million people in custody, though.
Okay. But so that's the brilliance of this, is once you start holding people, they stop coming. You wouldn't have to hold 2 million people. Okay. All you would have to do is hold 2 weeks of people, and that automatically gets shut off.
Okay, so I pushed back on that, and I thought he made a good point. He's right. You've got to take a stance, and then if people say, oh, my gosh, it isn't that easy. I can't just cruise in, and then I get an Uber, and then I just disappear into the country. He is right.
You do two things. You hold them in custody, and then the other thing is, if we catch you sneaking in here without trying to claim asylum and then be held in custody,
that's different,
you are
right?
automatically disqualified from ever applying for asylum.
I thought that was part of it.
So
I think if you get caught sneaking in,
no, they're not.
There is a rule. I don't remember what it is.
A rule is a rule if it's enforced.
Or a law.
Rule is a suggestion if it's not.
I thought it was if you got caught sneaking in a second time. Well, if you're caught, it's different. If you're sneaking in, that's one thing. That's illegal. If you're coming to the border and claiming asylum, that is legal.
Yeah.
So we'll have to look
Think
at
about
that.
How much it went. Essentially, we did the same thing with the Stay in Mexico Act, as he's suggesting. The difference is rather than stay in Mexico, you'd have to stay in custody.
Yeah.
And what happened? People were deterred from coming because they're like, this guy, he don't want us over here.
All right. They say they're going to fix some of the problems in Yuma. We'll wait and see. I'm with you. We'll wait and see. All right. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Five spot. We need five of you to call 277-KTAR. Today, you must be a Republican.
Ooh.
Republicans, we're going to put you on the spot about a news story everyone's talking about. Call us if you are a Republican at 602-277-5827. Five spot is next.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, it is time for Five Spot.
Five Spot.
277-KTAR.
That's not the true and false thing we do, right?
No. Okay. Five Spot is where we put you on the spot about a news story everyone's talking about. We asked you to call us if you're Republican. There is a survey out there. How many out of 10 Republicans say, you know what? I'm not voting for a candidate who says Biden won fairly.
The big lie.
Yeah. So we're going to ask you Republicans a very, very specific question. I got five
on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five spot with Gatos and Chad.
All right. We're talking to Republicans only. Here's the question you're going to get. Would you vote for a candidate who says Biden won the election fair and square? There's a new poll. We'll tell you what it said, but we're going to get your take first.
All right, let's do it. Let's go with Kelly in Phoenix.
All right,
well, Kelly.
Hello, I'd vote for somebody that said it wasn't true.
All right, so would you vote for a candidate who says Biden won the election fair and square?
Most definitely.
You would?
There wasn't any proof of it.
Okay.
All right.
You don't buy the big lie and that kind of thing?
Nope.
No. All right, cool. Right on. Simple and easy.
Remember, these are all Republicans.
All Republicans.
Okay.
All Republicans. Bill in Chandler, what about you? Would you vote for somebody who said, you know what, Biden won?
Well, you know what? If everything went into investigation, all that you know, the counting of ballots and everything, and I think they exhausted their resources. So you can't hold it against somebody running because they think Biden won fairly.
So you would vote for somebody that says Biden won the election fairly?
Yes, sir. That would be my answer.
All right. Cool. Thank you so very much.
So far.
2-0.
Pretty interesting.
Pretty
okay.
Interesting. Rudy in South Mountain area.
Rudy, would you vote for a candidate who says Biden won the election fair and square?
Well, that depends, but I would probably have to analyze all the sides. That being said, if a candidate said that Biden won it fair and square, I probably would vote for that Republican candidate.
Okay, cool. Yeah. There you go.
Because that's really what we're talking about.
Yeah, really.
If a Republican candidate came out and said, come on, guys, let's move past this, you know, this 2020 thing. I think that Biden won fair and square. Let's move on. That's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah,
We have three Republicans who have called in on Five Spot, where we put you on the spot about a new story everybody's talking about. 3-for-3 so far.
John in Glendale.
John, would you vote for a candidate who says Biden won? It was fair.
Well, I think the candidate probably doesn't believe it, but if they're willing to say it and just put this bull behind us, I'm going to make it 4-for-4, guys.
All right, man. John, thank you very much. There you go.
You got it.
I think some of you are going to be shocked at the poll that we're about to talk about in a second.
Absolutely. And Larry in Scottsdale, would you vote for somebody who said, you know what, we're moving on, Biden won, we haven't had any proof. Would you vote for that person?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't vote for somebody that said he didn't win fair and square.
As a Republican.
As a Republican. Right on.
As a Republican, right.
Larry, I love that. That right there is you're refreshing, Larry.
Love
you
it.
Win today. I don't know what you win, but you win.
There's no
Larry
winner.
Wins.
There's no winner here. There's nothing. We're not giving anything.
Oh, sorry about that, Larry.
All right.
Larry won.
I'll recap. Five Spot, we put you on the spot about a new story everybody's talking about. We asked five Republicans, would you vote for a candidate who says Biden won the election fair and square? 100% of you said yes.
100%.
Let's look at the poll that just came out. 6 in 10 Republicans say they would not vote for a candidate who says Biden won fairly.
Yeah.
That's a national poll. And I got to tell you, I really think our voters here in Arizona, for the most part, are pretty good.
People say that now, too.
Yeah.
Right? If you're running, if you're a Republican, you look over and your choice is somebody who you can't stand any of the policies that they want to push. You are completely dead set against any of them. And the only problem you have with this person over here is he didn't think that Trump got the thing stolen from it. You're going to really vote or stay at home or not vote?
Mm.
That's a cult.
It is. It is a very far right thing. Now, I don't know if our five callers were conservatives, if they were MAGA, if they were, you know, Trump supporters, if, you know, maybe they like, you know, the McCains and the Mitt Romneys. I don't know. But when we asked five people to call in who are Republicans, they would vote for someone who says, hey, listen, I'm a Republican and I think Biden won and we just need to move on. To me, that sounds fair. That doesn't hurt my brain, Chad.
No.
It doesn't hurt my brain. So 6 in 10 Republicans in this new poll say they would never vote for a candidate who says Biden won fairly. Listen, as an independent, I don't know how you just don't get over that. You got to get over it.
It's
just silly.
At some point, just get over it.
My goodness.
My God.
And if you're a candidate here in Arizona and you're looking at who's going to go to the polls and vote, we got a third Democrats, we got a third independents like me, like you, we got a third Republican. And if you're just going to, maybe that's what you want. You want somebody in office that is going to make you feel a little bit better about Trump losing. And maybe that's it. But I'm tired of the big lie. I don't think anything bad happened. We looked at this numerous times and no one brought a shred of evidence up that says something different.
I think
different.
The old ninjas are, I think he's going to get in some serious trouble here sooner rather than later. Because I think they're basically saying, dude, we're going to put a warrant out for you if you don't come and testify.
I don't know.
Send our stuff back. You borrowed our stuff and you didn't bring it back.
You didn't bring anything back. Well, his company went under. The ninjas went under.
I know, man.
All right.
You can't trust the ninja, who can you trust?
All right. To the Republicans, thank you for calling in on the show. That was, I didn't never thought five people would call in and it would be all five that said yes.
I just think they're
give me a candidate
people.
That doesn't believe in the big lie. Love it. All right. Up next, why is Disney turning Minnie Mouse into Hillary Clinton?
Oh, my goodness.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, you got the oldest AC. Guess what? Went a brand new high-efficiency AC with an air purifier courtesy of Day and Night Air Conditioning. Text Day. That's DAY to 411-923 to enter now. Message and data rates apply.
You know, as I've said for years, that green M&M would keep me up at night, Chad. Very sexy. But they had to do something about the green M&M.
Well,
so what did they do? They took the high heels away and the eyelashes away. Mm-hmm. And now I got to tell you, I'm getting a lot more sleep. The other person that keeps me up at night, really gets me all, you know, crazed, Minnie Mouse. Well, there's a makeover for Minnie Mouse. They're making her look like Hillary.
Minnie Mouse is switching things up, reclaiming her power with a major wardrobe change.
Oh, geez.
And it's now going by Mike Mouse.
No, it is not.
For the first time ever, the longtime Disney sweetheart, she's going to be trading in her iconic polka dot dress for a pair of pants.
No!
Disneyland Paris announcing Minnie will wear trousers for its upcoming anniversary celebration.
Pantsuit.
Now you're turning Minnie Mouse into Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Why?
Because she's so popular.
Oh, geez.
Said no one ever. The new look is set to debut in March for Women's History Month.
Oh, is that what it is?
All right.
Yeah. Stop messing with stuff and memories. Leave it alone.
Leave the cartoon characters alone.
Leave it alone.
I'm just going to say this. They're not sexy.
No, not supposed to be.
It's a green M&M, man. It's Minnie Mouse.
It's
basically a rat. I mean, no one's attracted to a rat. No one's attracted to a mouse.
Minnie Mouse. Leave stuff alone. This is memory. This is what it's about. You've built an empire. Do you guys not remember what Coke did when they had new Coke?
Oh.
They're like, hey, we're going to have new Coke. This is going to work well. Mm. And everybody's like, that tastes like paint thinner.
Right.
Don't mess with it if it's not broken.
So Minnie Mouse will have a special outfit as Disney celebrates its, I guess it's in Paris, 30-year anniversary.
Oh, it's in Paris. Oh, yeah. And by the way, Mickey and Minnie smoke, and they also don't like you.
See, that would be a change.
Oh, boy, there you go.
If Minnie smoked, I'm down with that change. You could stop that, right?
No,
stop
that. Minnie can't smoke.
Yeah. But to pull the high heels off and to make sure she's not wearing a skirt.
The outfit. Next thing you know, Donald Duck and Winnie the Pooh are going to be wearing pants.
Right.
Right.
Donald Duck has no drawers on.
No.
That is
Winnie the Pooh.
There you go. Those two things should be fixed.
They will.
Let's put some drawers on those two. What's worse, a female mouse wearing a skirt? Or you got a duck that's not wearing any drawers. Come on. That's disgusting.
You think about it.
That's gross,
man. They're flying commando. They're just like, you got a problem? I don't have a problem. Whoa. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Oh, they let it go. They don't have anything.
They're just flying free, literally and figuratively.
That's right. You want to sit next to Donald Duck with no drawers on? I don't.
I'd sit down. Pluto. Right? He's got...
Pluto have pants?
Pluto doesn't have anything.
Pluto doesn't have anything. Hold on. I'm going to Google that.
Is it Goofy that doesn't have anything?
Pluto or Goofy are we talking about?
Both of them. I don't think they're
Goofy
wearing
has clothes.
Sometimes. Not in everything.
All right. Here's Goofy. Go to images. I'm seeing pants. He's got some blue pants on.
He's got the orange shirt on. That's right.
Yeah. He's got the
so
orange shirt on.
So he wears pants.
Yeah.
But the other animals are running free willy-nilly.
Right.
No wonder Christopher Robinson didn't want to go in the 100 Acre Woods. Oh, boy.
I don't know what the next thing is going to be. First, you had the M&Ms. Now you've got Minnie Mouse.
Well, and they've already done the comics, right?
Like,
because now the Superman, he's dead, and his son is gay.
His son is
gay. And he's fighting climate change. And for those of you not keeping score, it's like the worst selling Superman comic of all time.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to give people what they want.
Well,
they want to
you're also messing with people's memories. Know your audience.
Yeah.
If I go to Morton Steakhouse and I want you to give me a donut, I've made a mistake, right? You offer me a donut. You're like, I don't think this guy's, he wants a steak. Know your audience.
Got to know your audience.
That's right.
True.
Know your role, know your audience.
Everybody loves Disney, though, you know? I think we should.
Oh, yeah.
I think this brings us to what we should do random rankings.
What?
We should do random rankings. You and I, top five Disney characters right out of the gate. Hit it.
Gatos and Chad's random rankings.
Random rankings. Number five.
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 All right, Chad, your number five Disney character.
Number five Disney character. Mm-hmm. I am going to go with Winnie the Pooh.
Is that so, and why is that?
First of all, Winnie the Pooh's longevity. Mm. Winnie the Pooh has been around forever. Doesn't have pants.
That's going for a bear
that doesn't wear pants.
Okay.
But I just think the Winnie the Pooh around the world, Winnie the Pooh is massive, and I don't think people realize how big Winnie is.
My number five is Captain Hook. Scared the crap out of me when I was a kid, and who doesn't want to have a hook on a hand when it's Halloween? I was Captain Hook.
But it's the other 364 days. You're like, this is not comfortable.
That is true.
Number four.
Number four, Chad.
I'm going to go number four, Simba.
Simba.
Yeah, Simba. Phenomenal. Simba is it's a legend amongst the world. The Lion King's huge, right? Yeah. Now you say Simba, you know who you're talking about when you say Simba.
Yeah, you're wrong. Number four is Donald Duck, only because he talks like this.
I like how I had to be your number four.
You never know how
he's... Hey, dude, finish my joke for
you
me
never
and
know
let me have credit.
What he's going to say or how he's going to say it, and you don't understand it whatsoever. Yeah. Donald Duck is four.
Three.
Three, Chad. What do you got?
Number three, Goofy.
Goofy.
Goofy, super popular. Goofy, people like Goofy.
Yeah.
He's one of those things where you can look at Pluto, everybody, all the other animals and everything, but Mickey always has his goof with him.
All right. I'm going to go with Dumbo because it's the number one thing as a kid. I always went on the ride at Disney World first. It had to be Dumbo first, and I only puked once.
Number two.
Number two, Disney character, Chad Benson.
Easy, Elsa.
Elsa!
Elsa, I had a flip here because I was going to say Spider-Man because now they own. Yeah, but it's hard because they own Marvel. But Elsa is easily number two. It's not even close. She's more popular than Anna.
Uh-huh.
You know how I know? I have a 3-year-old.
All right. My number two is the genie in Aladdin that Robin Williams did. That performance was unbelievable. I'm going with that one.
Robin Williams is not a Disney character.
No, but genie in Aladdin is.
Okay.
Number one.
Chad.
Mickey Mouse. Oh, boy. Always number one, baby. You know what I'm talking about? Ha-ha!
I think he's the worst character, to be honest with you. I don't think he deserves to be number
one. No, I build it all. Oh. That's it. Deal with it.
My number one is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and all that kind of thing. They're going to get canceled.
You can't say that today.
Well, that's why. They're going to get canceled, so I want to at least get him in the top five.
I think that's the way that works. I don't think that's how any of us...
Random rankings, Disney
You gave
characters.
Us eight characters at the end.
Well...
Do you not understand math?
I make
obviously, after
sometimes.
Our SAT thing the other day, you do not.
Coming up next, a GOP bill would force teachers to open the closet door on their LGBTQ students.
What?
Is that a good idea?
Oh, boy!
It's all coming up next, the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
You know, Chad, as an independent, I don't like when I watch Democrats try and defund the police. I don't like when Republicans are having the little war with teachers, especially in Arizona. These two parties drive me nuts. That's why I'm an independent. I click the other, right? There's a GOP bill in Arizona. And it basically states it would force teachers to out LGBTQ students to parents. So you've got a kid who feels, you know what? I like my teacher. I feel comfortable with my teacher. I haven't told anybody that I'm, you know, gay or I'm a lesbian. And so I'm going to tell my teacher. What Republicans want to do is they want to fine the teachers if they don't go ahead and tell the parents. And they want to have then be open to lawsuits. And I'm just looking at it. And I'm saying, is this the best you have if you're in the Arizona legislature? You're wasting everybody's time. We should be happy that students want to go to teachers and confide in them. And now you've got Republicans who want to take that away. And I think it's gross.
I think it's a... You categorize it as a war on teachers. It's not. What it is it's a war on insanity that they can use to raise money, and that's the big thing. This is always – the minute you're elected, it's your only job is to get reelected. And to do that, you need money.
To do that, you have to bash on teachers if you're from the right?
No, you just –
to do that, if
it depends on the day of the week.
On the left, you have
What's
to bash
the hot
cops?
Thing right now? What's the hot thing right now? Cops were the hot thing a couple years ago, right? So what happened? They bashed on them enough that all of a sudden everybody's like, we're getting rid of police. And then 3 months later, like, crime's through the roof. We need more police.
They need them.
it wasn't about really getting rid of police. It was about the fact that it was a great way to raise money. That's what it is. You find the boogeyman. You find the thing that you can do. And teachers, not so much teachers, but the education system right now, which is skewed to the left in a lot of places. We're fortunate enough. We're not in those places. We're controlled by big unions and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you got to find something to fight against to raise that money. And it's a perfect example. You're not mad at teachers. You're not saying stuff. You know. But what you do is you scare teachers because it saw how good it worked in Virginia and several other places.
Then you're just cowards then. Then you're just followers and you're looking down the road at what might have worked in a different place.
It's self-preservation to keep their gigs.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't make it right. But it's just the exact thing that you would think politicians would do.
Let me pose it to you this way. What if a kid came out to their teacher and the teacher was forced to go and tell the parents, and this kid isn't ready to tell their parents, and the kid goes and kills himself?
Well, here's the thing. In the bill, if they think the kid may do harm or the parents may be abusive, they don't have to tell the teacher.
Well, I'm saying that if you even mention it to the parents and the kid isn't ready to tell the parents, you don't know what the mental state of that kid is. That kid may think his or her life is over.
Yeah, but if you're a child coming and you're going to talk to your teacher that way, you probably are comfortable enough to talk about all the things that are going on and what you're thinking.
I don't know.
Now, here's one thing I did like about, not so much that bill, but if your kid comes and says, you know, at school, dresses up as the opposite sex, wants advice and certain things like that, especially for a younger generation, and keeps that from you, I think those are bigger things that mom and dad should be talking to you about when it comes to gender, stuff like that. But once again, it's over the line, but it's not about teachers. It's about, can I get enough people angry and raise money?
Let's just put body cameras on teachers then. It seems all these parents, they really want to know what's happening in the classroom. It's a Gatos and Chad show. We'll be back at 5:15 after Deborah gives us the expansion.